Proclamation number 6890 of 10th of August, 1957. Received after conversation with Jehovah's Witnesses. Part. But a calling to work in the vineyard for the Lord requires more than intellectually acquired knowledge. It requires being taught by God. But if they were taught by God, then there would truly be no differences of opinion. Then all servants of the Lord would teach the same and there could no longer be different schools of thought. And yet each one claims the right to represent truth. And almost all of them are based on the scriptures, the Book of Books. And yet they teach differently. The word, however, always remains the same and originated from God. Should God therefore teach his representatives differently? If they all believe that they are taught by God through the Word? For no one can deny that the representatives of many faiths contradict each other, but that they all seek to substantiate their teachings with the scriptures. But let it be said to all of them that knowledge of the letters is not enough to extract truth from them, but that God's Spirit has to enlighten them first, and that this enlightenment through the Spirit is an absolute prerequisite to be called by God Himself for a teaching ministry on earth, so that fellow human beings will receive the truth which only the Spirit from God can convey. Consider that even the most valuable book can be closed to you if it is not deciphered for you first. And therefore you, who believe yourselves to be entitled to teach, should not always refer to a book which is still closed to you and to which you have not yet found the key, an awakened spirit which guides you into all truth. You must all be taught by God. And only then will you also be able to bring truth to your fellow human beings. However, you cannot consider yourselves taught by God as long as your opinions contradict each other. And the many different schools of thought are proof of this, that although they all claim to draw from one source, they have not yet found the right source, which is God, the living Word, who reveals Himself to all those who sincerely want to be taught by God. Amen. The reference, part, after the heading suggests that the proclamation is only a part, but we do not have another manuscript. D.H.G.